Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I say I'm not a results guy, but, you know, when your season ends, the result is the result, right? And when you're the offense coordinator, you have your job is to score one more point than the opposing team, and we didn't get that done. That's what obviously, you know, makes it hard. That's what's tough is you walk away and you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't do a good enough job. And without getting into specifics, you know, that's really the thing. Our guys know, you know, I try to pride myself on, you know, when the guys come out of the game, they know that I put them in the best position, and I don't think any of our guys would say I didn't, but my job is to say, hey, we didn't win the football game. We didn't get to where we needed to get to. I didn't do a good enough job. And I prefer when it falls on my shoulders and not my guys.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady from yesterday's OTAs when asked about the final drive in Kansas City. OTAs rolling on. No Josh Allen, no James Cook. We go to the Western Hotline to chat with Joe Marino, as we do each and every Wednesday here at the Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Hope you're doing well.
Doing all right, yeah. You know, getting through OTAs. It's June football. It's high. I was working up a flow chart. Like, if you see a really sick play, like the Travis Hunter interception that did hit the ground, by the way, I saw somebody immediately post, like, yeah, but who's he covering on that play?
So, can they AI that into not having the ball actually hit the ground?
Maybe. The flow chart is if your team has a good play, it's awesome, and it's a sign of a breakout coming. Uh-huh. And if another team has a good play, it's like, come on, it's practice. It's practice. It's peak OTA season
that,
stuff.
It's that time of year, Jeremy. Yeah. We overreact to videos and pictures, and you know, at the end of the day, nobody's done anything.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, so it'll play itself out.
Yeah, we have ourselves to blame for being sickos for these NFL teams. Joe, I know your most recent episode of Locked On Bills, you did a little bit of a workup on Ray Davis for expectations. And, you know, there's the Ray Davis short-term conversation. And then there's, of course, Ray Davis as connected to the James Cook conversation. So take us through what you found when you were digging into what he did in his rookie year and maybe what steps there are for Ray Davis. You could kind of keep it with or without regard to James Cook.
Yeah, I think it's a big year for Ray Davis. It's his second season in the NFL, but obviously the James Cook situation elevates this. And I think that James Cook is going to be the Bills' lead running back this year in a very similar role that he had last year. But what Ray Davis does this year is probably going to define a lot for the Bills or give them the data that they need to look to him as a potential starter, right? And if they can actually move on from James Cook. And I don't think the extension will get done before the season. And so Ray Davis has a big opportunity ahead of him. I watched some film on Ray Davis just actually in the last week to kind of prime myself for some discussions coming up about Ray Davis. And I think he had a good rookie season. But I'll say this, he feels like a guy that was very focused on, when he got the ball, kind of running the play, which is good. You want him to run the play. But I think there's an instinctive part of Ray Davis's game that I'm hoping to see a little bit more of this year. And I think a lot about some of the zone runs, which was a big shift. He wasn't quite as much of a zone runner in college as he was asked to be last year for the Bills. And you could see, you know, when you're running zone, it's a lot about anticipating creases and, you know, the way that you work your feet to press the line of scrimmage and then kind of move the second level. And then you kind of hit creases and get downhill. You know, it felt like that was not necessarily second nature for him. And I think with a year of time with the team, with an off season, I think those types of details will help him take a step. And I think metrically, there's two numbers that really stand out to me about Ray Davis's rookie season. The first one is that he was number four in the NFL among running backs that had at least 400 rushing yards. So 45 running backs had at least 400 rushing yards. He was number four among them in missed tackles forced per attempt. He was also number three among them in percentage of runs against stacked boxes, meaning eight or more defenders in the box. And so I think that speaks to a lot of the types of carries that Ray Davis was getting, whether it was short yardage or it was late in games where, you know, the Bills are trying to grind it out, you know, get out of the game and the defense knows they're running the football. And I'm impressed that he was able to have so much success navigating really congested areas of the field. I'm hoping that he gets more neutral run opportunities. I'm hoping that they get him involved a little bit more in the passing game. But, you know, I think lost in the James Cook discussion is this second-year running back. And usually you don't really think about running backs growing a lot. You know, they kind of come in close to their prime. But I think with Devin Singletary and James Cook as recent picks that have taken big steps in year two, I think Ray Davis is, you know, primed to show even more in his sophomore season.
You know, as you lay that out about Davis and what you think could still be there, and then mention Singletary and Cook, it sounds like as a running back and as a rookie, what you want to do is just kind of do what you're told. And Joe, are you kind of saying that with Davis, there might be a little bit more artistry to unlock as he gets comfortable with the basic job is?
Jeremy, that's a great way to put it. I think I was trying to find some simple terms to put that in, and I think you did. There's some artistry to unlock with Ray Davis, where, yes, I very much do what you're told. This is the track, go there. And I think, you know, with him, things becoming a little bit more second nature for him moving forward as he, you know, it's running the football is yeah, you need to know the play, you need to know how to run the play, but a lot of it is just a feel off of your blockers. And knowing how they're, you know, based on certain fronts and different alignments, how they're going to attack that, and then being able to work off of it, which really only comes with reps. And, you know, Ray had a chance to, would he have 130 touches, something like that last year? It was good to get his feet wet, but, you know, even you heard Joe Brady talk about this yesterday, where, you know, he talked about how learning the position at the NFL level and being able to watch the film and take a step back and zoom out and, you know, coming in with that opportunity as opposed to coming out of your last season in college where you have a bowl season and an all-star circuit and a combine and you're learning how to jump a vertical jump as opposed to, you know, run a zone scheme. So I think he's going to be a lot better equipped to take a step and not that he had a good rookie season. He was third in yards among rookie running backs, but he was the eighth one drafted. He had a good rookie season. Let's not make any mistake about it. Had over 150 yards from scrimmage in his one start against the Jets. But there's definitely some room for growth, and that's actually exciting to me.
You mentioned how often he sees stacked boxes. Is that something you think is there anything Joe Brady you think could do to alleviate that a little bit? Or do you think the way everyone's roles presents that it's maybe likely that he'll often see stacked boxes again?
Well, I think it's a bit of a product of when those carries came. Again, it was like so a lot of short yardage, a lot of late in games where, you know, everyone knows the Bills are going to run the ball. They're just trying to get out of a game. So I think sprinkling him in a little bit more when the game is neutral, or the Bills are trailing, to give him some better looks to run the football. But I think that's such important context, because you might look at his raw numbers and think, oh, under 4 yards per carry, number four stuff rate in the NFL. You know, not a ton of yards after contact. He's 21st out of 45 backs in yards after contact per attempt, and that's kind of his calling card as a 5'8", 220-pound running back. His success metrics are average to below average, but then it's like, oh, yeah, he faced the third highest percentage of stacked boxes, and you think about the types of carries he got, and it makes a lot of sense for, okay, why some of the efficiency metrics are a little bit lagging behind. So I'm hoping that he gets a little bit more run in the game when, you know, it's not such an obvious, hey, we're handing the ball to Ray Davis, and, you know, everyone in the world knows it's a run play.
Joe Brady yesterday, Joe, was talking about, you know, positions and how...
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
He almost kind of said it again. We don't really have positions when talking about their pass catchers. And I guess the best example of that is not to really hone in on how they use their receivers, but how they use their running backs as receivers and how much the Bills get out of the running backs in the passing game.
Yeah, I feel like you put that one on a platter for me, Jeremy. One of the biggest things that I'm looking for this year is for the Bills to get running backs more involved in the passing game. They were, from an efficiency perspective, the best team in the league when targeting running backs. Number one in EPA per pass, number one in yards per attempt, number one in passer rating, number one in touchdown passes, but 20th in attempts, but third in yards, right? It feels like with how successful it was on 74 targets, you know, I'd love to see that number maybe even double, where you're talking 120, 150 targets for these running backs. And it's such a lethal part of what Josh Allen can tap into, because there's only so many things a defense can do to take things away. And obviously the Bills with Josh Allen at quarterback, he puts maximum stress on a defense. And when Josh Allen is willing to just throw the ball to these running backs, it's just a lot to account for, because you take for granted the check downs or the flats, or, you know, the Josh Allen working a progression and then ultimately settling on a check down to the middle of the field to a running back that just has a middle linebacker to beat with 5 yards of space to work with. Like, the more Josh Allen does that, I think an offense that is already very efficient can become even more efficient. So, yeah, as good as those metrics were, it's a little disappointing to find out that they were only 20th in passing targets to running backs overall. And there's three good ones here. And Cook, Davis, you know, that's the thing about Ray Davis. You know, he had 7 or 9 receiving touchdowns his last year at Kentucky. Very high catch rate in terms of targets over the last 2 years. Buffalo this past year, I think he caught 17 of 19 targets. And at Kentucky his last year, I think it was like 30 of 32, an average over 10 yards per catch. that last year at Kentucky. So there's a lot to tap into with these backs throwing the football. And we know the Bills have been after this, right? Like, you go back to the J.D. McKissic thing, the drafting of James Cook in the second round as a pass-catching back, the Nyheim Hines trade. You know, they've been trying to get some horses in the stable to throw the football to out of the backfield. Well, they got them. It's working. Now let's do it a little bit more.
Joe Brady, when getting that question yesterday, Joe, it was about Keon Coleman in the slot, and he got to talking about Coleman and Shakir and about all the guys knowing all the positions, their versatility. But those two were the two he talked about the most. How versatile do you appear, or do you see both of them to be? Both Coleman, who played mostly outside last year, his ability to kick inside, and then Shakir's ability to play all the different receiver spots.
Boy, I respect that Joe Brady says that we don't really have positions and guys are interchangeable inside and outside, but that doesn't mean that there's not a primary spot that these guys operate from. I mean, you're looking at Keon Coleman, who played 88% of his snaps last year from wide alignments, not in the slot. You look at Khalil Shakir, who played 72% of his passing snaps from the slot. So, yeah, they are interchangeable, but there is a leading area where they do operate from. To answer your specific question about interchangeability, with Keon Coleman, you know, I think he is interchangeable to play inside and outside. In fact, I think there's probably a good case to be made that he's best. Like, Keon Coleman would be best as a power slot. But I don't know if that's where he's best for the Bills offense, where they have very good inside players and they want to work the middle of the field. And Keon Coleman is an outside presence that can win leverage battles and 50-50 balls and, you know, really work the numbers to the sideline. You know, that's going to be an important part of where, if he can win in that area, it's going to unlock more to the middle of the field where the Bills have an abundance of guys that are best. With Khalil Shakir, I think he's optimized in the slot because of the shiftiness, because of the yards after catch. That's where he's going to be at his best. We're out wide and you have to see him facing more press coverage with short arms and, you know, not necessarily a profile that is ideal for dealing with a lot of contact at the line of scrimmage. You know, he can do it, but he's not optimized there. So I think that there is an acknowledgement of guys are interchangeable, but they are going to be best at a certain spot. And there is a snap percentage that clearly tells us that the Bills like guys in certain spots more than others.
Joe Marino of Locked On Bills podcast. Joe, one very quick question. No Josh Allen at OTAs. He got married. An opportunity for Trubisky and Mike White. Are we going to get a camp battle, you think, there?
100%. Yeah, I think that's a wide-open QB2 battle. And the thing is, the Bills would – there's a financial element here. The Bills are tight on cap. They have $2 million in cap space, and they still have some work to do. I think they still have to sign Maxwell Harrison, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to need operating funds for the season. Like, they need some cap space. Something will happen at some point to clear cap space. And with Trubisky, I think you free up $2.5 million if you move on. Where for Mike White, it's only $1 million. So I think Trubisky has to be $1 million in cap space better than Mike White to win the job. I think the Bills would be in trouble if either one has to play meaningful snaps. But I think that is a wide open QB2 battle, and it's actually a pretty good one compared to, you know, what's been in place behind Josh.
Yep.
You know, the last several years.
Knowing what you know about their careers, would you not think Mike White then might be the favorite? Like, would he be the favorite? How likely would you think that Trubisky would show them, I am $1 million better than Mike White?
Well, I think it starts with which one was at Josh Allen's wedding, right? I think that's
good,
some volumes there. Mitch and Josh are tight, right? They're good friends, and I think that's going to matter a ton. And I'll say this about Trubisky. I think he has more of an all-around skill set. There's a mobility component with Trubisky that you don't have with Mike White. And I think that matters a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I think running the passing offense, I'm concerned about either. But at least I get some mobility with Trubisky and, of course, the relationship with Josh Allen that we know the Bills really value in their quarterback depth.
Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. Thanks, Joe. We'll chat again next week.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Joe Marino. You can also catch me and Joe and Jerry O on YouTube. The Locked On Bills podcast does a Bills squad show Mondays and Thursdays. We're live on YouTube and posts right in that channel. Have a good time chatting Bills with those two. So find us there. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So what else?
There's a new golf show debuting today that I'm very, very interested in, and whether it'll be good. You know Owen Wilson, guy?
Sure.
Everyone likes Owen Wilson, right? To an extent. He's not really the polarizing actor, I would say. He makes fun stuff. Well, he's in a golf show that's coming out today. And I can't ever remember there being a golf-based show that isn't a documentary ever. There's been movies, but I can't think of a show ever.
Hmm. Like a sitcom about golf?
Sitcom, I mean, I guess you wouldn't think it would be a drama. But yeah, any show.
Won't it be both? Won't it be like Shrinking? The Apple shows, that's funny and also drama?
Yes. Ted Lasso tried very hard to become that.
If Ted Lasso stopped being funny and started being...
But that's the problem, right? Yeah, right. They tried a little too hard.
The old dramedy. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. Ted Lasso's coming back too, season 4.
That's actually happening?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be better than season 3.
Yeah, season 3 was tough. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.